With Montana News, I'm Jacqueline Sussman. U.S. officials expect to release a proposal this fall that would remove federal protections for grizzly bears in northwestern Montana, home to the largest grizzly population in the lower 48. The plan was released today as part of the U.S. Interior Department's regulatory agenda for coming months. An estimated 1,000 bears occupy at least 22,000 square miles, centered on Glacier National Park. Wildlife officials are finalizing criteria to determine if the animals have enough habitat to shield them from extinction. Some powerful thunderstorms capable of producing brief, heavy rain and gusty, erratic winds are possible this evening across portions of southwest Montana. According to the National Weather Service, Butte may get some of the heaviest storms, with up to a half inch of rain possible. The Clark Fork River is already flooding. Missoula County Sheriff's Captain Anthony Rio describes the possibility of more rain dumping into that river's headwaters as, quote, grim, unquote.
If that moisture does show up, we could really be looking at possibly more homes under the evacuation order. When we left it yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, there's about 15 to 20 more homes that are just right down the street here that could be affected.
Mandatory evacuation orders were issued Tuesday for about 60 Missoula homes near the Clark Fork River. Barring unforeseen circumstances, no more mandatory evacuations are expected today. Meteorologist Alex Lukenbeel says,
you know, any rain that we do see kind of providing a little bit of fuel to the fire, if you will, but the snowpack is the dominant player in all of this.
Record snowpack is reported across western Montana. Jacqueline Sussman, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Montanans cast their vote in elections statewide yesterday for school board representatives and levies. In Missoula County, voters passed levies for both the elementary and high schools yesterday in District 1. Together, the levies are worth about $475,000. Bonner passed its school levy for $35,000, while Big Sky and Bozeman also passed their levies yesterday. In Lolo, a $150,000 levy failed 53-47%, while Stevensville voters rejected both a $9.3 million elementary school bond and a $13.3 million bond for its high school. Four out of five school levies in the Flathead Valley passed yesterday. Unofficial results say that in Kalispell, a $1 million levy for elementary schools passed with 54% of the vote. In Big Fork, more than 59% of voters passed levies for both the elementary and high schools, while in Whitefish, voters passed a $95,000 elementary school levy by a similar margin. Columbia Falls passed a technology levy worth $500,000. The West Valley School District asked voters for almost $150,000 to upgrade technology and curricula and hire a new second grade teacher. That levy failed 642-483. Also in the Flathead, the Big Fork Fire Department levy passed by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Voters in Lockwood and East Helena have approved bonds to build new high schools. About 63% of voters in Lockwood approved a $49.5 million bond, while 61% of voters in East Helena approved a $29.5 million bond. East Helena hopes to open its new high school in 2020, with Lockwood following a year later. I'm Claire Menahan, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Jacqueline Sussman. More Montanans are aware of the threat of invasive species this year compared to last year. That's according to a new study by the University of Montana. Claire Menahan reports.
87% of Montanans who recreate on the water said they knew about invasive zebra and quagga mussels. That's a 20% overall increase compared to last year, says Norma Nickerson, who headed the study by UM's Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research.
Always in something like this, you'd like 100% awareness, 100% checking their boats at the mandatory check stations and that sort of thing. And so understanding the awareness is really important. You can't just be saying, okay, everybody knows or most people know, so we're good. It only takes one boat to transfer that species into one of our waterways.
Nickerson's team pulled about 5,500 Montanans at gas stations earlier this year. The study follows up on a nearly identical survey completed last year. Nearly every age group showed increased awareness about the mussels. Like last year, younger adults lag behind, with only 64% of water users claiming awareness. While the vast majority of boaters knew about inspection stations, about a quarter of boaters didn't know that non-motorized watercraft, like kayaks and stand-up paddleboards, are also required to stop. Invasive mussels first showed up in two Montana reservoirs in 2016. They can have devastating impacts to economies, recreation opportunities, and ecosystems. Cooler, wet weather is expected to start moving into Montana. Edward O'Brien has more on how this could factor into the state's unfolding flood crisis.
National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Luckenbill says southwest Montana could get some intense thunderstorms this evening. Northwest and west central Montana could also get some light to moderate rain. Luckenbill says most of these storms probably won't amount to much more than a quick shot of rain.
There might be enough brief heavy rain to create a response in some of those smaller streams, but the main stem rivers are going to be fairly controlled by the snowpack.
The Weather Service says the Clark Fork River currently sits at about 12.4 feet. It's expected to hit 13 feet, moderate flood stage, by Thursday. Mandatory evacuation orders were issued yesterday, affecting about 60 Missoula homes. Sheriff's Captain Anthony Rio says authorities are trying to accommodate evacuees who need to check up on their property.
We've been working with Northwest Energy, and we're attempting to leave the power on where we can. At the same time, we just want to make sure that people know that if they're in these areas where there is standing water, to not touch things that are metal, anything that conducts electricity.
The Army Corps of Engineers reports all levees in the Orchard Homes area are holding strong. Rio adds, Sealy Lake is also holding strong despite localized flooding.
Around Boy Scout Road and the outlet coming out of Sealy, it's flooding. Our Sergeant Parcell, that's been up there for over 30 years, said he's never seen this. You know, that part's quite concerning, but at the same time, we've got folks up there right now and just monitoring things, and really Sealy Lake hasn't asked for much.
Weather Service meteorologist Alex Luckenbill says another cool, wet weather system is expected to move into the region by the weekend. That could temper the snowpack melt rate, but there's still a lot of snow in the mountains. Flooding will be a problem for weeks to come. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.